Hey there, I'm Abdullahi Karima Ayomide and this is my podcast. So today is the World Sickle Cell Day. We're celebrating warriors, and the Standing Committee on Public Health organized a community outreach where we reached out to people and educated them on the sickle cell disease using their local dialects. So let's talk sickle cell. The sickle cell disease is an inheritable condition whereby the red blood cells in the blood are sickle-shaped instead of round or oval. So basically, the red blood cells carry oxygen throughout the body, and if you suffer from the sickle cell disease, the red blood cells are weak, making it difficult for oxygen to be transferred to other parts of the body where it is needed. And also, the red blood cells get stuck in blood vessels and break into tiny pieces. Now let's talk about facts of the sickle cell disease. The sickle cell is a trait inherited from one's parents whereby either or both of the parents are either carriers or sicklers. The sickle cell disease is not contagious, so please don't stigmatize warriors. Sickle cell disease can affect anyone, although it is mostly seen in Africa and the Caribbean. According to research, 40 million Nigerians live with sickle cell, making Nigeria account for about half of the world's sickle cell burden. So we have established the fact that the sickle cell is an inheritable disease. How then can we prevent it? The most effective method of prevention is for intending couples to check their compatibility level before getting married. There are certain tests that are necessary for intending couples to do before marriage, and one of them is the genotype test. This genotype test will help you know whether or not you are a carrier or a sickler. Now, there are three major groups of genotypes. We have the AA, the AS, and the SS. Now, there are others which include the AC, the SC, and the CC. AA is compatible with every other genotype. AS and AS are not compatible. AS and SS are not compatible. SS and SS are not compatible. Now, the coldest thing you can ever do to your innocent child is to intentionally give birth to him as a warrior. There are various symptoms of the sickle cell disease, but the most common one is anemia, which is low level of the protein called hemoglobin that carries oxygen around the body. Others include stunted growth, jaundice, swollen fingers, dark-colored urine, and general body pain. As regards to anemia, blood transfusion is used to treat it in order to prevent enlargement of the spleen, which makes the anemia worse. Sickle cell disease can be cured for certain patients through a bone marrow transplant, which involves collecting healthy cells from a donor's bone marrow and transferring them to the patient with the sickle cell disease. Now, apart from how expensive this exercise is, it is also very risky, so it may not be the best choice. Because we have cases where the body of the sickler may eventually reject the red blood cells of the donor. The good news is that a person with sickle cell disease can actually live a long and high quality life and lower their chances of difficulties from the disease by getting regular checkups with their doctor, following prescribed treatments, preventing infections by taking simple steps such as washing their hands, and also practicing healthy habits like drinking 8 to 10 bottles of water daily and also eating healthy food. People with AA genotype are called hotcakes because they have the ability to save the world. So my dear AA people, fulfill your purpose in life and marry someone with the S gene. Today's episode is courtesy of the Standing Committee on Public Health. I hope this episode was enlightening. See you on the next episode. Bye!